This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. CU Boulder was put under a shelter-in-place order just before 5 p.m. today after a possible swatting incident. Swatting is when someone calls police reporting a fake threat to public safety, prompting a massive response. The shelter order has been lifted for all of campus except around Norland Library, where there remains a heavy police presence. There are no reports of injuries at this time. University police say that presence of police were remain as the investigation continues. CPR.org has the latest. State lawmakers are moving forward with an effort to boost the finances of the state's insurance marketplace. That's because of the federal tax bill, which failed to renew tax credits that help many people afford health insurance. Two insurance companies have already said they plan to drop coverage in a number of counties. Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway says that could change if Congress would extend those tax credits.
At the end of the day, we need our elected leaders to step up here. We need our elected leaders to step up to help Coloradans.
However, congressional action is unlikely. The Colorado legislature also passed two bills yesterday meant to ensure Coloradans can continue accessing certain safety net programs. One of the bills, which requires voter approval, would boost state funding for food assistance. The other would help Medicaid patients continue to use Planned Parenthood services. They're now waiting on Governor Polis's signature. The bills are in response to that law passed by congressional Republicans that rolls back support for food aid and bars Planned Parenthood patients from receiving federal Medicaid reimbursements. Look for showers possible this evening across the Front Range. This is CPR News.